Kyle Pitts put a line in the ledger. In Friday's 17-12 win over Miami, he caught all three passes thrown his way for 59 yards, the longest a 37-yard catch and run up the right sideline, sprung by Drake London's block on the outside, per Will McFadden and Torrey McElhaney at AtlantaFalcons.com. It is the clearest skill position line any Falcon produced in this window. It also came against Miami's backups in a preseason finale, and the beat treated it accordingly. A note, not a story. Both halves are true, and both belong in the file. Cut day thinned the room around him. The roster Atlanta announced Sunday lists three tight ends: Austin Hooper, Pitts, and Charlie Warner, per McFadden at AtlantaFalcons.com, with rookie Jack Velling not among them. Velling had caught Cooper Rush's 3-yard touchdown in that same finale, 2 days before he was let go. The question this file has carried through the last two windows, who gets the red zone targets in this offense, is still unanswered. The only red zone outcome reported in the entire window was a 3-yard Brian Robinson Jr. touchdown run, and no practice report named a red zone chart. We would rather log the silence than substitute Friday's sideline ball for an answer it does not give. Our June preview built the Pitts case on the part that lasts. 118 targets of first red volume under a head coach with a long history of featuring tight ends, and deliberately made it quarterback-proof, which matters more now that Atlanta has ended the preseason without naming a quarterback. Last week's file logged a silent target ledger. This week superseded the silence with the clearest line this file has logged for him all summer, without settling anything larger. We'll keep the ledger open as the season arrives. Data via NFLverse.